Appearing before the Joint Economic Committee, Bernanke cautioned against reducing the size of the proposed $700 billion rescue plan constructed by the U.S. Treasury. He said the package, which Congress may vote on by the end of the week, is needed to rescue an already weak U.S. economy. He said $700 billion, while a very big number, represents only 5% of the value of all outstanding U.S. home mortgages, which total $14 trillion. The proposed package would aim to sell off those mortgage-related debts in the future, when the Treasury says their value might have risen. But skeptical lawmakers from both sides say that they want assurances that the plan would benefit ordinary American homeowners, as well as Wall Street. Bernanke said the bailout, if successful, would not boost inflation and that interest rates would not rise.
If it does, in fact, strengthen the financial markets, increase credit extension, and help the economy grow, then the Fed would have to respond perhaps sooner, raising rates than otherwise, perhaps. But that would be part of the normal process of recovery.
Bernanke was asked about the parallels between today's financial crisis and that earlier period of sustained economic decline in the 1930s.
When there are major dislocations in the financial sector and in the credit creation process, that it can have significant effects on growth and employment in the economy. And that's been true not just in the United States, but in a number of other countries, both emerging market and industrial countries.
The Fed chief pointed out that labor markets are weak and unemployment is high, and he said despite an easing of oil and gas prices, spending is likely to be sluggish in the near term. In addition, slower growth around the world is likely to blunt demand for U.S. exports, which had been helping buoy the economy. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.